God is good. Well, that was lousy. It's terrible. God is good. And all the time. It was better, but wasn't great. But God is good today as we celebrate the men and women who have served the church faithfully, collectively, for over 14,000 years. All this time put together of over 237 religious this year have served in time, like 14,000 years. That's pretty amazing, right? One among you, whom I don't think is here but might be watching in live stream, has been a religious for 85 years. Give that sister a round of applause. I would also like to give a shout out to Archbishop Chaput. He's 50 years a priest this year and has not been able to go out a lot because of COVID and restrictions and stuff, but he might be watching us, so let's give him all a shout out and an applause. So who's here that's 50 years a religious? You could stand, or how about if you stand? Give them a round of applause. I don't want to say anything by this, but when you made your religious vows, I was 9 years old. I don't want to imply anything by that. It's just a fact. What about 60? I think there's some people who are 60. 60 years. And I don't know how it's broken up in your program, but any between 30 and 40 that are here? 30 years? Oh, over there, sister, congratulations. 25. Who are the 25ers? Congratulations. They want me to read all 237 names. So we have six. How about 50? Oh, wait a minute. 70 years. Who's 70 years that's here? Sister, congratulations. Then I'm going to, it's not in order. So how about 80 years? Is someone here that's 80? Sister Ignatia, Sister Rita. Give them a round of applause. 75 years. Anybody here 75? Congratulations, sister. How about 70? I said 70. How about 65? Congratulations. We said 60. How about 55? Anybody here 55? And 50 we did already, and 25 we did already. So congratulations on behalf of the church, in particular the Church of Philadelphia. We offer you our deepest gratitude for your service to the church, for your perseverance, for making it through the ups and the downs, but they've always been there as well. I remember many years ago, Cardinal Foley saying, remember Cardinal Foley used to say, I've never had a sad day as a priest. And I remember sitting there saying, sure. But he was honest, he probably never did. So you've had your ups and your downs and you've persevered. And by your vows, you signal to us another world, which was, it really is at the heart of the witness that you give to the world. That by your vows of obedience, of chastity, of poverty, you signal, you point to all of us, you point that there's another world while being here at the same time. The scriptures today certainly tell us something about God. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And I'm sure for all of us that have followed either a vocation to the priesthood or religious life, we could really understand that over the years. That Lord, your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Maybe you never thought you end up a priest or a religious brother or sister or the Archbishop of Philadelphia. You know, my thoughts are not his thoughts. His ways are not my ways. But they're always better. They're always wiser. Sometimes the Lord's thoughts and his ways actually turn our world upside down. That's that gospel, right? If that gospel didn't bother you, well, it should have. And you should go home and read it over and over and over and over again until it just bothers you. There are some parts of the scriptures that really make us feel all sorts of warm and fuzzy. This gospel actually does that. But initially, we understand the story that it creates about those who all get the same amount of pay regardless of when they were hired just jars us. We could understand those workers when they say, you know, wait, this is not fair. This is not fair. Ever since we're little kids, probably the first words that we are taught as little kids is, I want. I want. The other one is actually, that's not fair. Right? And we're always talking about what's fair and not fair. And you've said it, I've said it, in all sorts of situations, whether we were 6 years old or 30 or 50. How many times maybe we all went to our superiors all upset and saying, this isn't fair. So we understand that there's something about that whole story there that, wait a minute, how can you do that? Because God's logic is not our logic. It's as simple as that. That the way we see life and the way we see things and the way we see even justice is not God's way of seeing it. It's different. And that's why this gospel could be very upsetting, because it really turns our reality upside down. Upside down. Because God's logic is not our logic, as the prophet says. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. What is underneath this gospel? Well, first of all, this gospel is not about fair labor practices, right? It's not about labor policies. That's not what it's about. It's about the generosity of God's love. That God's love and grace does not depend in any way, shape, or form on us. That we can't control his love or his grace either by our postures or by our actions. That God will do what God will do. It says it at the end. What, I'm not free to love the way I want to love? So you're going to dictate that to me? And he says, nah, I don't think that's going to happen. God's grace and God's love follows his logic and not ours. And not ours. Our logic is a little different. Thank God, right, that God's logic is different than ours, because our logic is, you know, you made your bed, you sleep in it, right? You get what you pay for. That's our logic, right? Well, you know, that's the consequences. That's our logic. That every action has a reaction, that every cause has a consequence. That's our logic. But this parable, as all parables do, turn that way of thinking upside down, because God will say, you know what? I will be who I will be. And I will love the way I choose to love. And you have no say over that. In fact, you are the recipient of that love. And how consoling then that parable actually is. Thank God that God doesn't think the way we think. Thank God that God doesn't act the way we act. Because his love is not dependent on me or you. It is him and how he chooses to love. Back in the day of you received your call to religious life, and I'm sure for some of you, if not all of you, receiving that call was, well, God, your thoughts are certainly not my thoughts, and your ways are certainly not my ways. But you were faithful to listen to that call. And so this year, as you celebrate this incredible, gracious, unconditional that love had for you, that God's love had for you, as he called you to follow him more closely and to be a witness of his love in the world, despite your imperfections, despite your sin, despite whatever, God called you and you responded. And throughout, whether it was 25 years or 85 years and all in between, God has been writing this story in your life of his love, of his care, and using you as a gift for others. And so as you celebrate this unconditional, gracious love of God, as expressed in particular through this parable, that from a human perspective is illogical, but God's logic is not our logic, it's his logic. I would invite you to remember the first time that you felt called to the life that today you celebrate. Go back to that wellspring. Go back to those days. Where were you? What was happening in your life at that time? What have you learned from then to now? And I'd like to leave you with some words from St. Francis, from Pope Francis, who actually spoke about this moment to you religious. And this is what he said. Truly, we have received much, so many graces, so many blessings, and we rejoice in this. It will do us good to think back on our lives with the grace of remembrance. Remembrance of when we were first called. Remembrance of the road traveled. Remembrance of graces received, and above all, remembrance of our encounter with Jesus Christ so often along the way. Remembrance of the amazement which our encounter with Christ awakens in our hearts. My brothers and sisters, men and women of consecrated life and priests, let us seek the grace of remembrance, so as to grow in the spirit of gratitude.